The Trump administration has confirmed a bailout to the coal and nuclear industries is in the works. A memo from the Department of Energy was recently leaked outlining the plan. It would force utilities to buy electricity from retiring coal and nuclear plants to keep them alive for 2 years. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim speaks with University of Richmond law professor Joel Eisen, who's written extensively on energy and the electric grid, to help make sense of what a coal bailout would mean for Wyoming and the country.
What we know is that there is a memo from the Department of Energy that suggests that two federal statutes, the Defense Production Act and the Federal Power Act, be used to justify payments to coal and nuclear plants that are on a specific list of designated plants. And it's important to note that all we have right now is a memo that suggests that action will be taken.
So they set out in their outline a two-year timeline, it looks like. And one of the things they talked about in that was this vulnerability study of the grid system. What does that mean?
So the Department of Energy did a study last year in which it attempted to assess the reliability of the electric grid. And actually, the study found that the grid that we have right now is quite reliable, and the DOE's study of last year does not support action under either of these two federal statutes that are discussed in the memo. The two-year timeline that is discussed in the memo is a time frame under which the action, whatever form it takes, would be in place while the DOE continues to study what it sees as the need for further action. Let's assume for the moment that it is that action is taken according to the outline that's called for in the memo. It does two things. It directs regional grid operators to pay for energy or capacity to a list of coal and nuclear power plants. And then it directs individual utilities to buy electricity from these power plants.
So if this order does come to be, who will it help?
One thing that actually might happen here is that these plants might get paid to not run. If the bailout were to result in more coal-fired power plants running more often, then you might see increased demand for coal. But I don't think there's any guarantee that that is going to happen, at least not the way the memo is phrased.
There's already been a bailout attempt. What's different about this time?
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, is the principal regulator of the nation's electric grid. In January, FERC rejected a request from the Department of Energy to make a federal rule that would have paid money to bail out the coal and nuclear plants. This time, if the DOE acts according to the memo, it is going to act unilaterally. That is, it's going to say that under the limited authority that it has over the grid, under the Defense Production Act and the Federal Power Act, that it and it alone is taking this particular action. Using the specific authority of the Defense Production Act effectively commandeers the economy to nationalize the electric grid for up to 2 years. And that is such intervention in the market that we shouldn't sanction it unless it is most absolutely necessary, and it is certainly not necessary in this particular instance.
That was Energy reporter Cooper McKim speaking with University of Richmond law professor Joel Eisen.